Good morning. Am I here? Check, check. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be using this today because I walk around a lot. it's great to see you guys this morning. It's a privilege again for me to be able to come and just share God's word with you guys. It's a scary privilege, but a true privilege as I stand here and look out at everyone.
各位弟兄姐妹早安。 我今天早上很高兴能够在这里, 跟大家分享主的话语。
For those of you guys that have come to the English service in the morning, you've heard this already.
你们今天早上有来参加英文敬拜的，你们已经听过一遍了。So
I'm trying to make the most out of one message.
所以我今天要 尽量的把这个今天的信息 好好的再讲一遍。But
it's an important message, nevertheless.
可是这是一个很重要的信息。So
let's go ahead and begin with a word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, I just want to thank you, Father, for the songs that were just sung.
亲爱的天父, 我们为我们刚刚所唱的歌来献上感谢。
Bring glory to you and honor to you.
把所有的荣耀都归给你。
Father, you are worthy of our praise.
天父, 你是配得我们的赞美。
And as we come, Lord, and as you engage us with the word,
当我们到你的面前来, 领受你的话语的时候,
may our hearts of praise continue by having open minds before you.
让我们的心继续地充满赞美, 也愿意地能够接受主你的话。
God, we thank you, Lord, that in your word you say that your word is truth.
主啊, 你自己说你的话是真理。
And that we are able to be sanctified with the truth.
我们经过真理能够圣洁。
So Lord, I pray, Father, that you would just meet us with your word.
主啊, 在你的话中与我们相见。
Bring us together as a church family. And unite us by the blood of Jesus.
经过耶稣基督的宝血,
in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. In the English congregation, we've been going through a series on the book of Ephesians.
在英文堂我们, 正在考察,
which I understand is also what you guys are going through here in the Mandarin service.
据我所知,
so if Pastor Wang gets to this in about a week or two when he comes back,
所以当王牧师, 过几个礼拜回来以后,
then you will really remember, won't you?
你一定会记得。
But anyway, it's actually quite the blessing that the two congregations are going through very similar journeys through their word.
我想在, 两个堂都在考察以弗所书, 这是被祝福的。
Because our two congregations are so interconnected.
因为我们这两个堂都是, 有一个很好, 一个密切的关系。
So now we have more to talk about together.
所以我们, 两个堂, 有相同的地方, 也可以互相的来讨论。
Or maybe for some of us, we can just start talking about it together.
或是我们其中, 可能就是开始可以, 开始讨论。
Today we're going to look at Ephesians chapter 5.
今天我们要看以弗所书,
verses 18 to 21.
18到21节。
This actually is part of a series of actions that Paul calls the church of Ephesus to do.
这是保罗他那时候在以弗所, 是劝导那边的人。
The first three chapters, he lays down the doctrine of the relationship of the church to Jesus.
在前三章, 保罗是清楚地说, 在教会和
Jesus? Oh yeah.
耶稣和教会的关系。
Yeah. What salvation is?
救恩的意义。
How through Christ that we are all equal and how through Christ we are all family.
经过基督我们是相同的, 我们是一个家庭。
And then starting in chapter 4,
在第四章的时候,
verse 1,
第一节,
he says the word therefore,
他说所以,
summing up all the three chapters before,
所有的, 前面的一些章节做了一个总结,
and then he tells them to walk in a manner worthy of your calling.
要行在, 我们所受呼召的原因,
and that begins a series of actions that Paul tells the church to do.
所以那时候就开始了很多, 保罗教教会所要行的一些行动。
Because being a Christian is not just about knowing all of the information.
所以因为做基督徒不是只, 只知道说这些的知识。
But being a Christian is about walking a new life and living a new life in Christ.
做一个基督徒是要行在基督里。
So then we come all the way to chapter 5.
所以我们现在来到第五章。
And the passage for today actually follows the action that he calls the church to do in verse 15.
这些经文是跟着他所叫我们所行的。
In verse 15 of chapter 5, Paul tells them to be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
第五章第十五节说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，要当智慧人。
So Paul is calling the church to be wise people, to be people that live applying wisdom in all that they do.
所以耶稣是叫我们教会要行在智慧当中。
And that leads us to today's passage.
那今天我们要讲的就是这个。
A very applicable exhortation to how we can live wisely.
一个非常实际的，让我们能够怎样行在智慧中。
I'll go ahead and read first, and then Jonathan can read it in Chinese. Chapter 5, verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord.Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
第五章第十八节，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌，彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
It sounds so beautiful in Chinese. I wish I could read it. But Paul says something very simple here.
保罗他说了一个很简单的道理。
And it's in verse 18.
就在第十八章。
He lays out an equation.
他简单的说出来。
He lays out one choice, and then he lays out a second choice.
他讲出了一个道理，又讲出另外一个道理。
I was praying for him before I came up to speak because I knew this was going to happen. Oh, you don't have to translate that. Okay.
I won't.
So there's two choices. The first choice is he says, do not be drunk with wine.
一个选择是说不要醉酒。
And we will look into that. What does it mean to be drunk with wine?
我们等一下会看看说不要醉酒的意思。
And then he offers choice two, the alternative, but be filled with the Spirit.
然后他给你第二个选择，就是被圣灵充满。
Very simple. So do not be drunk with wine.
很简单，不要醉酒。
But be filled with the Spirit.
可是被当被圣灵充
满。And then verses 19 to 21 shows more consequences of a person that is filled with the Spirit.
第十九到二十一节明显的显示出当一个人被圣灵充满的时候是怎么样。
So let's go ahead and look at the first part. Do not be drunk with wine.
我们来看第一个不要醉酒。
There are actually several ways we can look at this drunkenness idea.
我们有可以用很多的角度来看这个醉酒。
The first thing that I want us to remember that it is not just focusing on drunkenness.
第一就是不是说注重在醉酒。
Like it's the worst thing in the world.
像它是一个世界上罪恶的一件事。
It's amongst a lot of different bad things.
它是这些罪恶中的其中一个。
But being drunk represents something that is opposite to being filled with the Spirit.
醉酒是被圣灵充满的相反。
First, let's go ahead and look at the evidence, biblical evidence, for what the Bible thinks about drunkenness.
我们第一个来看看圣经对醉酒的看法。
The Bible is universally against drunkenness.
圣经是全面的指责。
This is the idea of being intoxicated, losing control, not just having a sip, but losing control.Due to the alcohol getting in your brain, going into your bloodstream, and interfering with your nervous system. Intoxication.
醉酒就是酒精进入你的血液里，然后影响你的中枢系统，失去控制。
I asked the neurologist to come and translate for me. You don't have to translate that yet. So drunkenness is being intoxicated and being taken over by alcohol.
醉酒就是被酒精所控制。
And the Bible is 100% against it.
圣经是 100% 的指责。
Old Testament agrees.
旧约是这么说。
New Testament agrees.
新约也是这么说。
You can find in Proverbs, verses in chapter 20 and verse 23, or chapters 20, chapters 23, where chapter 20, the person that is not wise gets intoxicated.
在箴言第二十章和二十三章，他们都说，一个人醉酒的话就是没有智慧。
In chapter 23, there's even the consequences of someone that gets intoxicated and gets drunk will become poor, will live in rags, dirty clothes.
在二十三章箴言，他说酒精能够使人贫穷。
When we move into the New Testament and we go to 1 Corinthians 5,
当我们到哥林前说，
we find that, we find that the Apostle Paul even says, those amongst you in the church that are drunk do not have relationship with them.
保罗说，当在教会的人喝醉的话，那他跟神就没有关系。
Let's look at why. Let's go ahead and look at 1 Corinthians 6. It should be on the PowerPoint slide.
我们现在看一下哥林书前书。
This is where there's a list of sins here. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11.
哥林多前书五章十一节。
Oh no, verses 9 through 11. Chapter 6, 9 through
11. 对不起，第六章九节到十一节。
I'll go ahead and read it first. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed, and you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God.
哥林多前书第六章九到十一节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做变童的、青蓝色的、偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净、成圣、称义了。
It's so interesting when you look at the list of those sins.
当你看这些罪恶的时候，
some seem worse to us, don't they?
有些看起来比较严重。
And some we know openly that church openly condemns.
有一些教会是指责的。
But for some reason, being drunk is in that list.
可是醉酒也是在这个表当中。
So whereas the church typically is pretty open about saying that homosexuality is wrong.
当一个教会很公开的说同性恋是错的。
Paul equates being drunk as well as being covetous, as well as, you know, all of these things that we consider to be minor, to be the same.
其实保罗在这里很清楚地说，醉酒是跟这些其他严重的罪恶是一样的。
I think that should give us something as Christians to think about.
这个让我们做基督徒的都要好好的思考。
Why is it that we pick on certain sins and accept others?
为什么我们要公开地指责一些罪恶，可是接受一些其他的罪恶？
That's for another sermon.
那是其他的信息。
But the point is that these are all on the list of sins that are supposed to be from our past.
而这些罪恶都是其实罪恶从我们的老我。
And that's good news.
这是好消息。
Because Paul doesn't say that you had to be good before you became saved.
保罗从来没有说你以前要是一个好人才能够得救。
He actually says that you were horrible before you were saved.
他其实是说你以前是非常邪恶的。
You were all of these things, or pick and choose a couple.
你这些罪恶都是在你的之前都是在你的身上。
But in Christ, all of those things are gone.
可是在基督耶稣里这些都已经不在了。
Because the Holy Spirit lives in you.
因为圣灵住在你里面。
Because Jesus bought you with his blood.
因为耶稣基督用他的宝血。
Because you are now part of the church.
因为你现在是教会的一部分。
Set aside for his purposes.
是被分别出来为他来做工。
So even though we might struggle with some of these things or a lot of these things,
所以我们现在也许会对这些罪恶还是有挣扎。
As Christians, they need to be in the past.
做基督徒他们是以前的事。
Including drunkenness.
包括醉酒。
Couple other verses, like for example in Galatians chapter 5.
其他的经文我们看一下加拉太书第五章。
Paul gives two separate lists, they're pretty famous.But usually we know the second list more than the first one.
保罗给了两个经文，可是我们知道说第一个是比较出名。
The second list is the fruit of the Spirit, and we probably memorize that in Sunday school.
第二个就是属灵的果实。
But the first list is what is the deeds of the flesh.
第一点就是肉体的问题。
And they're meant to be opposite of each other.
他们是相反的。
So exactly the same as what was talked about in 1 Corinthians.
所以就是在哥罗登前书也是讲同样的事情。
That we need to be different.
我们要不同。
So if you look in the Old Testament, if you look in the New Testament, drunkenness, being intoxicated is always bad.
所以你看旧约和新约，醉酒是一定是坏的。
So there's really not much discussion here, and we can move on.
所以这其实没有什么好讲的，我们可以继续再讲下一点。
There's also, though, within the context of the world that the Ephesians were in.
所以他保罗现在讲的就是在特别是以弗所那时候的教会那时候的人。
There were aspects to the culture that made Paul choose drunkenness on purpose.
在那他们的文化，保罗特别选醉酒。
You see, they were pagans, the Ephesians were.
那些以弗所人，他们有许多都是异教徒。
They pretty much all were around, you know, the Roman Empire, all that area, just all pagans.
其实在罗马帝国，在很多地方都有异教徒。
And Ephesus was actually known for having a temple dedicated to the goddess Artemis.
在以弗所，他们那边的异教徒特别有一个拜亚特弥斯神的一个庙。
See, this isn't even on my notes, so he's just following along. All right, yesterday was a special day.
昨天是一个特别的日子。
Not because everyone chose it to get married.
不是因为大家在那天都决定要结婚。
But because something monumental happened historically yesterday.
因为昨天一个历史性的事情发生了。
There were 7 new wonders of the world picked.
昨天有七个世界奇观被选出来。
Something like 100 million votes around the world.
差不多有十亿的投票。
So I mean, very, very significant time. I mean, the first list came out over 2,000 years ago.
所以这个是非常的重要。第一次是2000年。
The temple to the goddess Artemis in Ephesus was one of the original 7.
在以弗所的这个亚特弥斯的庙是其中的第一个世界奇迹。
So it's a huge deal, the pagan religion in the city.
所以这个异教是在这个城市是非常重要。
And you know what they did to worship their god or goddesses?
你知道他们怎么样拜他们的神吗？
They would get drunk.
他们就是喝醉。
They would do things sexually with each other that is just very immoral.
他们做不但喝醉酒，他们也做。
They would strive to lose control. They would dance crazy. They would just lose control and yell in the air and just be out of control.
他们失去控制，然后疯狂的跳舞。
Because they believe that if they do that,
他们相信如果他们这么做的话，
that they will be filled with the spirit of their God.
他们就会被他们的神的灵充满。
Whether it's Artemis,
不管是亚特弥斯，
or Dionysus,
或是达尼斯。
Next. But the point is that in their worship is to empty themselves and to go crazy so they could be filled with the God or goddess of their worship.
他们这种敬拜的方式去掏空自己，然后让他们的神的灵来充满他们。
And drunkenness was a means by which that worship was achieved.
醉酒是一个方式。
So you can see why, out of all the things in the world, because Paul could have said, you know, if you were a murderer, you know, do not be a murderer, but be filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗说，不要做一个杀人犯，可是要被圣灵充满。
He could have said, do not lust after women, but be filled with the Spirit.
他可以说，不要好女色。可是要被圣灵充满。
He could have said, "Do not steal, but be filled with the Spirit."
他可以说不要偷，可是要被圣灵充满。
But he says, "Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit."
可是他说不要醉酒，可是要被圣灵充满。
Because that will show you who your God is.
因为这样子会彰显出你的神是谁。
Because that shows you who you worship.
这样子就可以表现出你敬
拜谁。Because that claims your discipleship.
这样子的话就可以彰显出你的信仰。
Sure. And so your walk with Christ can't be where it looks like the pagan worship of the day.
所以你在行在基督里跟异教徒完全不一样。
So do not worship like the pagans do and be drunk with wine.
所以不要敬拜神，你的神像那个异教徒一样。
But be filled with God's Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满。
That's the simple equation.
这是最简单的道理。
You know, drunkenness in our society, even though it is not necessarily an act of worship,
喝醉酒在我们的社会里，也不是一个敬拜的一个方式。
It's definitely something that we as a society struggle with.
我们这个社会对这件事情非常的挣扎。
You know, I was doing some research.
我做了一些资料的搜寻。
And one of the best articles that I found talking about alcohol.
最好的文章就是当讲到这个醉酒的时候。
Was on a website, Teens Health.
是这个少年健康的一个网址。
See, our young people are struggling with alcohol.
所以年轻人也是对酒精有挣扎。
Our young people are struggling with intoxication.
年轻人也是为这个醉酒来挣扎。
And here are some of the reasons why.
这边有一些原因。
Curiosity.
好奇。
They want to feel good.
要觉得感觉好。
Reduce stress.
要减轻压力。
Probably more Asian kids, right? All the homework.
大概很多亚洲的孩子都会这样子，太多功课。
Relax.
休息，就是休息。
They want to fit in with their friends.
他们觉得说他们要在他们的朋友之间能够被接受。
And they want to feel older.
他们要感觉比较成熟。
You know what's so crazy about that?
你觉得这有一个很奇怪的一个事情。
It's crazy because you have to be older to do stupid things.
很奇怪，就是你要变年纪变大才能做这些笨的事情。
You have to be 18 to smoke.
你要18岁才能抽烟。
You have to be 21 to drink.
要21岁才能喝酒。
So the message is that when you get older, you get to do these things.
所以这个社会的这个给的这种信息就是你要年纪大了才能做这些东西。
I mean, it's so interesting. We're in a culture where we respect the elders, you know.
我们在这社会，我们尊敬老一辈的。
But I don't know that we should be respecting elders for getting to do things that are not good for them.
可是不知道说我们要不要尊敬这些老的，当他们都做这些做这些事情。
But anyway, those reasons of, you know, wanting to relax, wanting to feel good, wanting to experiment.
不过这些原因就是，譬如说要休息，要感觉好。
I don't think that that's that different from us when we get older.
我想这些需求，当我们变老的时候也是一样的。
I mean, many people, you know, go get a drink so they can relax after a long day.
有一些人，他们也许在工作之后想喝点酒。
Many people feel pressured to drink as a part of the context of work.
有一些人觉得要在一些工作上的压力之下，他要喝一点酒。
And the saddest thing of all is that people sometimes drink because they feel like they could actually be more honest and have better relationships with people.
有一些人他们觉得说喝酒的话才能够跟人际关系才能够变好。
Now my, or at least the way I see it, I'm not here to.Focus on the condemnation of drinking.
我今天在这里并不是说只要指责。
But what I want us to see, and as we get to the second part of be filled with the Spirit,
可是最重要的是我要到第二点就是被圣灵充满。
Is that whatever needs that we have that makes us want to drink,
就是我们不管是什么样的需要这样子让我们来喝酒。
They could never be met by things that control us.
这些需要永远没有办法被这些控制我们的这些东西来充满。
They can never be met if you lose control over what you say, what you think, what you do.
这些需求都没有办法被完成，因为这些东西是控制你的。
The message this morning in regards to drinking and Paul's message as well.
今天早上的信息关于醉酒和保罗的。教导
is that if you want these deep needs met in your life,
如果你要这些需求被充满的话
relationships, loneliness, stress reducing, you know, relaxation, if you want these needs met in your life,
像这个人际关系或是需要休息
and we have all of these needs, none of us are too good to not have those needs.
我们每一个人都有这种需求
don't go to something that takes over your body and takes over your mind. But be filled with the Spirit, which is what God wants to do in your life as a Christian.
可是让圣灵来充满你, 因为这是神的旨意, 让这个圣灵来充满我们。
I mean, I think this kind of situation that we have, you know, with young people struggling, and when you look at studies for college students, they drink just to get drunk. It doesn't even satisfy anything.
像这个在大学里面更严重, 因为他们喝酒就是因为要喝醉。
It really is something that reminds me of why I'm in ministry.
像这种事情真的是提醒我为什么我要做传道人。
Because the blood of Jesus has washed all of that away and given us a new life.
因为耶稣基督的宝血已经把这些都洗清了，而且也给我们一个新生命。
And that new life in Christ is better than all of these other things that our young people, old people, middle-aged people are addicted to.
在基督耶稣里的新生命是远远的比这些醉酒、这些被其他东西控制的人还好。
Drinking.
喝酒。
Money.
钱。
Drugs.
毒品。
Sex.
性交。
All of those things can be made better and are actually fulfilled and met, all of those needs in Christ. God does not come in second place to anything that this world has to offer. And the truth of that is found in God's Word. And the experience of that is in God's people.
他的在神的人子民里面就可以看得出来。
And the experience of that is what we see God doing in our lives.
这个也可以在我们的生活里面看得出来。
So that's why I'm here, because I get a chance to share that.
这是为什么我今天会在这里，因为我可以跟你们分享这些东西。
And I hope that all of you feel the same burden as well to share that.
我希望你们每一个人都有这个负担，能够把这些事情能够跟别人分享。
But we can see that drunkenness is bad, and also, for the day, it was the wrong kind of worship.
我们看到醉酒是不但是不好，而且也是错的敬拜。
So Paul offers the alternative.
所以保罗给了我们另外一个选择。
He says, be filled with the Spirit.
他说被圣灵充满。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思?
That's a hard one.
那个很困难。
It sounds kind of a... You know, kind of like just a lot of talking. What do you mean being filled with the Spirit?
好像只是语言片面上来讲，其实好像只是口头禅而已。
Well, I mean, we know that when we were born again, when we were saved,
我知道说当我们重生，当我们得救的时候，
we were regenerated by God.
我们被更新，被神更新。
And we were baptized into the Holy Spirit, and He came to live in our hearts.
我们受浸到同一个圣灵里。
So that was a one-time event, and it happened when we were saved.
那是一次发生一次。那当我们得救的时候，就是这样子。
So what is Paul saying? Be filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗说这个被圣灵充满是什么意思？
When you actually look at the way that the verb is constructed,
当你看这个动词的时候，
it implies three things.
它其实讲三件事情。It
implies be filled, like present tense. At this time, you should be filled.
其中一个就是你现在就要被圣灵充满。It
implies being filled, which means that you don't do it yourself, but someone fills you.
还有第二个就是别人来充满，外面的一个力量来充满你。And
the last thing is to keep filled. So it's something that continues to happen.
第三个就是要持续的被充满。I
have something I can show you that might help.
我有一个东西。Thanks. 给你们看看，也许可以让知道我的我要讲的意思。This
has been a good friend to me this summer.
这是我夏天的好朋友。It's
a friend for my son, not for me.
是我儿子的朋友。But
when my son is happy, I'm happy, so this is my friend.
可是当我的儿子快乐，我也快乐，所以这是我的朋友。But
what this is a swimming pool floaty.
这是一个游泳圈。And
you see by the two holes in there that legs are supposed to go in there.
你看那两个洞，就是两个腿要穿过那里。And
then when the two legs go in there and the little kid goes in there, then you know we get to pull him around the pool, we get to push him around, and he gets to play with it. It's brought us a lot of joy this summer because last summer he was completely scared of water.
这个东西让我们这个暑假能够很快乐的过。
So a lot of screaming and crying, and after two times we gave up.
因为他的儿子以前非常的怕水，非常怕游泳，不过今年他就愿意用这个游泳圈下游泳池。
Yeah, we've been talking to him since March.
其实我们三月的时候就已经在劝导他。
We're like, you know, you'll get to sit in this cool floaty.
跟他说你可以坐在这个可爱的游泳圈。
You get to wear these really good-looking shorts.
你可以穿这个可爱的游泳裤。
You know, all of these things, whatever it takes to kind of warm him up.
不管做什么，就是要让他有心理准备。And
then when you know June came around, he was willing to go.
六月来的时候，他就愿意下游泳池了。And
you know we've been using this quite a bit.
我们常常用它。But
anyway, so you know this usually stays in the garage during the year.
不过在其他的时间，它就在我的车库里。But
when it's time to swim, then we take it out.
当要游泳的时候，我们就拿出来。And
we blow it up.
然后我们吹气在里面。So
this is now filled.
所以现在这个里面有空气。In
fact, I blew it up this morning some more, so it's really filled.
今天早上我又多吹一些气进去，所以它更充满。So
I'm not saying the Holy Spirit is the air inside of here, but the metaphor is that, you know, this is something that is filled.
这个我并不是说圣灵就在这里面，可是我只是用这个来做一个example.
Example. It is presently filled.
它现在就被充满。
In other words, if I was to put this in the pool right now, I would trust my son to go inside here and he would be safe.
所以说，如果我现在到一个游泳池，把我儿子放在里面，然后让他在水上漂，他的儿子是安全的。
But you know what? When you get up every single morning,
可是我每天早上起来的时候,
what do you usually find from one of these things?
你在这个上面会常常看到什么?
Is that it's a little bit flatter than it was the last time you used it.
你会发现它比你在用的之前还要气比较少。
So even though yesterday it was filled,
所以昨天虽然它是已经充满了,
today, if I want to use it again,
如果今天我还要用它的话,
I have to fill it again.
我还要再把它充满。
So I'm going to go ahead and try to do that right now.
所以我现在就吹气进去。
Oh, man, red face.
我脸都红了。
So now this was as full as it was when it was full.
所以它现在就跟昨天一样的满。And
that illustrates two things.
那这个是给我们看到两件事情。
One is the idea that this floaty was filled by me.
所以这个游泳圈是由我把它充满的。It
can't fill itself.
它自己不会充满自己。What
it has is it has openings for you to access it.
它这边有一个 开口可以让我来吹气。Which
gives me the ability to blow into it and fill it up.
让我能够把它充满。And
if it lets me open it, then I can fill it up.
它也可以让我打开，所以我可以充满它。So
this is something that is being filled because I'm the one filling it.
所以这个游泳圈是被充满，因为我是充满，是经过我来充满它。And
it can't fill itself.
它自己不会充满自己。And
then finally, I have to continue to fill this because every day it'll be a little bit more flat.
那每天我都要来充满这个游泳圈，因为它自己会漏气。
It's not just so that I can have a good time blowing up the floaty.
并不是说我喜欢吹游泳圈。
It's because the floaty serves a greater purpose of protecting my son.
因为这游泳圈能够让我的儿子安全。
By the same token, being filled with the Spirit requires that we are presently filled.
所以现在我们现在就要被圣灵充满。
But that doesn't, you know, just happen one time. We have to continue to be filled.
并不是一次的，我们要持续的被圣灵充满。And
we are filled not by our own works, but we are filled when we are open to God.
我们自己没有办法充满自己，我们要靠神来充满我们。And
He fills us.
他充满我们。And
He has a purpose for us too.
他也给我们有一个目标。Which
Paul talks about in Ephesians chapter 4.
保罗在以弗所说。When
he talks about the body of Christ.
第四章也有讲过。And
what it's supposed to do. So the question then is, okay, so if we need to be filled, if we need to continue to be filled, and we need to have God fill us, how do we become filled with the Spirit?
所以如果说我们需要被充满，而且要被持续的被充满，那这要怎么做得到？
You might be thinking, come on, give me practical ideas. I mean, that's just abstract. How do I become filled with the Spirit?
你可能会想说这个非常抽象，那我们到底要怎么样被圣灵充满？
The way to be filled with the Spirit can be found in John chapter 7.
被圣灵充满的方式可以在约翰福音找到。
And we can see that in John chapter 7, verses 37 to 38.
约翰福音第七章37到39节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
约翰福音七章第三十七节，节期的末日就是最大之日。 耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。Jesus
was forecasting when the Holy Spirit would come on Pentecost.
耶稣在预言说，当五旬节的时候，圣灵会降下。But
the principle he gives is the same principle that we need to use to be filled with the Spirit today.
可是他的教导，我们今天也可以用，用来被圣灵充满。Here's
the principle.
教导是这样子。Come
to Jesus.
到耶稣面前来。And
come to Jesus often.
常常到耶稣面前。Come
to Jesus and come to him often.
常到耶稣面前，而且要常常到耶稣面前。
See, we can already start to see the difference that is compared to if when we experience something difficult in life and we go to the bottle.
这就像是我们可以看到，当我们遇到问题的时候，我们到那个来源。
Or we go to the pornography.
我们到这个色情。
Or we go to the substance.
或是到任何每一件事情。
Being filled with the Spirit means you go to Jesus.
被圣灵充满的意思就是说，你到耶稣那里。So
that's the general principle.
所以它意思就是这样子。But
here's something more exciting that I want to share that is even more concrete.
这边还有另外一个更让人能够确约的信息，在我们可以在圣经里找到。The
passage in Ephesians 5 is actually mirrored in Colossians 3.
这个在以弗所书第五章，这个其实在。 在哥罗西书第三章16到17节也被反映出来。Let
me go ahead and read Colossians 3, verses 16 to 17.
我会读哥罗西书第三章16到17节。Colossians
3, 16 to 17. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
哥罗西书第三章第16节。当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名。
Does that passage sound familiar to Ephesians 5?
这个这信息，这个这一节像不像那？You have the
singing, you have the talking to each other.
有唱歌，也有互相的交流。
You have thankfulness.
有称谢。
The one difference is what Paul uses to substitute be filled with the Spirit.
有一点不同的就是保罗他用一个东西来代替。
He said, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you.
他说让耶稣基督的道来充充满满的在你的里面。
And if there's a first place that we go to be filled with the Spirit,
那这第一个我们首先要做的，当我们想要被圣灵充满的时候，
to be filled with the mind and heart of God,
那就是让神充满你的心和你的思想。
To be challenged to live our lives differently.
让我们的生活被因为被如此被挑战。
It is to the word of God.
就是被神的话来改变。
So if you are to apply John chapter 7 and go to Jesus and go to him often.
所以如果你要应用约翰福音第七章的话，
Our first source always needs to be the word of God.
我们的来源一定要是神的话。
But see, the beauty of all this is that that's just the beginning.
最好的就是说这只是开始而已。
See, the word of God teaches us truth.
因为神的话教导我们真理。
What God is about.
神是谁。
What life is about.
我们的生命是什么。
How do I love my wife?
我要怎么来爱我的妻子。
How do I treat my neighbor?
我要怎么来对待我的邻居。
All of these things that are very important.
这些都是非常重要的。
The right ways to think.
正确的方式来思想。
But see, a lot of times we have the problem of just making a head knowledge, don't we?
有时候我们只是在知识上了解。
We know all of this stuff.
我们对这些事情都了解。
But living it is a different story.
可是把它活出来又是另外一件事。
So Paul, in verses 19 to 21, then talks about, okay, if you are filled with the Spirit, here are some consequences to people that are filled with the Spirit.
所以保罗在19到21章，他很明显的说，当你被圣灵充满的时候，你的生活会有什么样的改变？
When you go to Jesus, when you go to His Word, when you are changed by truth, your life will change. And here are some ways it will change.
当你愿意让耶稣的话进入你的心里的话，你的生活会有这些改变。
There will be consequences to you being filled with the Spirit and controlled by the Holy Spirit versus anything else in life.
那边被圣灵充满的后果就是会有不同的生活。
In verse 19, we see that we will break out into song.
19节我们可以看到说我们会唱诗歌。
We will break out into song together within the church.
我们教会整体会唱诗歌。
And we will break out into song by ourselves.
我们当我们自己独处的时候，我们也会唱诗歌。
You know, it's so interesting because there's been so many, you know, congregations and churches that I visited.
有蛮有趣的一件事情就是我去过许多的教会。
Where it just seems abundantly clear.
很明显的一件事。
That this time of praise and worship and choir in the beginning.
每一个教会都有敬拜赞美在开始的时候。
That time is to set up the pastor.
那个是时间让牧师来准备。
So, you know, when people think about going to church, they think, oh, I have an extra 15 minutes because they're going to be doing some singing and the choir is all practiced and Timothy's playing piano. So I got another 15 minutes and then I'm going to be worshiping.
所以有的人当他们来教会的时候，他们认为他们有一个15分钟的时间可以有弹性的，因为这些人，因为教会刚刚开始的时候会有诗班在准备，在赞美，在唱歌。
But when you look at the Bible as a whole,
可是当你看整体来看圣经的话，
the worship of God always breaks out into some kind of song.
敬拜神的话，这个诗歌是免不了的。
Moses wrote songs.
摩西有写诗歌。
David wrote songs.
大卫也写诗歌。
When God does something, usually someone writes a song.
当神在你生命中做工的时候，人通常会唱诗歌。
You have 150 chapters of Psalms.
你有那个150章的诗篇。
You find songs in the New Testament embedded into the letters that Paul writes.
你也可以看到说诗歌其实就在他写的这些文书当中。
Mary has a song.
玛利亚也有一支。
In Revelation, the elders are around the throne singing songs.
在启示录我们可以看到说很多长者在围绕着宝座唱诗歌。
So I'm not here to say I understand it.
我并不是说我了解。
I just know that that's what it is.
我只知道说这件事情就是这样。
That part of how God receives glory and part of how God receives praise is when His people break out into song.
神他得着荣耀就是因为我们唱歌。
He loves that.
他非常喜悦。
You know, that speaks a lot, I think, to every one of us.
我想这件事情对我们每一个人来讲都是很有影响的。
No, first, I mean, we just have to look in our heart. You know, how do we perceive our time of praise and our time of singing?
第一个，我们就是要很清楚的认识说，我们怎么样来用我们的时间来敬拜赞美。
Don't get me wrong, not everyone sounds the same when they sing.
并不是每一个人唱的歌的时候都听起来都是一样。
You know, some people sound better than others.
有的人唱歌唱起来比较好听。
Some people have more beat than others.
有的人就是韵律感比较好。
And some people, even when they're really worshiping God and they're really singing from their heart, they look like this.
有的人也许是真心的在敬拜神，可是他们站得直直的。
So the goal is not uniformity.
所以目标并不是说我们大家都要一致。
But it's to recognize that as we worship God, it's just natural and spirit-filled to break out in song.
可是我们要了解说，当我们在给神赞美的敬拜的时候，我们要被圣灵充满。
Look at what the Apostle Paul says in 19.
我们看一下保罗他在第十九节说什么。
Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
他说，诗章、颂词、灵歌。
For Paul's day, that covered pretty much all the types of songs you can sing.
在保罗的时代，那时候这些都是他们用来赞美神的。
So he's saying that however it is that the Spirit moves you to sing for joy and to sing for worship, just sing.
所以他是说，不管圣灵怎么样来感动你，你就用那个方式来唱诗歌。
It might be kind of quiet.
也许是比较安静的。
It might be out of tune or off beat.
也许有时候是五音不全的。
It might be more in your heart than out of your lips.
有时候是比较在内心的，并不是说唱出来的。
But to worship God is to make music to God.
可是敬拜神就是对神唱歌。
And we do that together, and that's why worship as a whole is so valuable.
我们教会全体的一起，这是为什么？我们教会全体的一起做。
And when you're by yourself, when you're in your car, when you're doing work, I mean, as God moves you, I don't know about you, I really do have songs come out of me.
可是你在独处的时候，我不知道你是不是有这种经历，但是我自己有时候就是有这个诗歌从我心中涌出来。
Now you might not want to sing when you're in an office.
你如果在自己的办公室的话，你可能可能不会想唱出来。
But just know that that's all a part of how we worship God.
可是要了解说，这是我们敬拜神的一个方式。
And it's not only the musicians that sing.
并不是说诗班在上面。
It's not just the choir that sing.
不只是诗班。
But God's people sing.
可是神的子民在唱。
And we do it as an act of worship.
我们这样做是一个赞美的方式。
And it doesn't matter what people think.
不管别人怎么想。
As long as we are worshiping the Lord.
只要是我们在敬拜神。
And always not a distraction to others.
而且不会被影响到别人。
That is the thing I love so much about our church.
我其实对这教会我最喜爱的就是这一点。
You guys, when you're upstairs having your Sunday school, might be hearing the drums pounding down here.
当你们在楼上上主日学的时候，你可能听到我们楼下的鼓声。
I love it.
我非常喜欢。
The first 15 minutes I come into here, I come to worship in the front row.
其实早上我是那前十五分钟我来是为了敬拜。
If I'm not ready for the message, I'm not going to be any more ready.
如果那时候我这讲信的道如果没有准备好的话，我没有不可能在那时候再继续做准备。
When the worship team starts, I am here to worship God.
当这个敬拜的小组在上面的时候，我。准备好我的心来敬拜神。
And I promise you, if God ever uses my messages to speak to people, it's because He fills me with the Spirit when I come to worship God.
我今天能够这样讲信息给你们，是因为我被圣灵充满。
It's the power from God.
这个力量是从神来的。
And the worship belongs to Him.
这敬拜是他的。
We find also that we learn to give thanks for all things in verse 20.
我们也看到说我们为任何一件事情来称谢。
See, there's three types of thanksgiving.
那种称谢其实有三种。
One is to give thanks when times are good.
一种称谢就是当是好事情在发生的时候。
We should all know how to do that very well.
我们每一个人应该都是能够很好很熟悉的做这件事情。
The second is to give thanks, kind of looking into the future and seeing that, oh, because the future will be better, you know, I could give thanks.
另外一种称谢就是说你看到未来，你认为未来会有好事情发生。
So you just kind of push your way through it and you just hope for the future and be thankful for that.
所以你就这样子过去，然后希望未来是好的。
Those of us, you know, that are in school or at work working towards certain things, it is that kind of thanksgiving that we have. We It's hard now, but you know, we'll be thankful for the future.
就像我们就做工作或是在上学的，我们都是这样子过去的，希望说我们接下来有好结果。
But there's a third kind of thanksgiving.
可是有这种第三种的感谢。
And that is to be thankful to God when life is bad.
那就是在当生活不好的时候，还是一样的称谢。
Now let me make something clear.
那我想要把一件事情讲清楚。
You don't give thanks for bad things.
你并不是为这些不好的事情来感谢。
You don't give thanks for disease.
你不会为一个疾病来感谢。
You don't give thanks for injustice.
你不会为不公义来。
You don't give thanks for crime.
你不会被你不会对犯罪来感谢。
Because they're bad for a reason.
因为这些东西不好的东西是有原因的。
But you give thanks in the midst of those things because you believe that God is in control.
可是你在这些事情在发生的时候，你感谢，因为你知道说神掌权。
That God has a plan.
神有计划。
That God knows the future.
神知道未来。
That God is taking care of things.
神会掌控这些事情。
So even though life is so difficult right now, we can be like Job and still give thanks to God because He is God.
所以生活可以说坏到像约伯一样，可是我们还可以感谢神。
See.That type of thanksgiving, I believe, is the level to which Paul is talking about when he says, give thanks for all things.
这种感谢我相信就是保罗想要传达的。
Not just to give thanks when it's easy to give thanks.
并不是说在为容易感谢的东西感谢。
Not just to give thanks for a future that looks promising.
并不是说为将来的好事情来感谢。
But to give thanks when life is so hard that maybe you will contemplate getting drunk and forgetting it all.
可是是真的是为这种当不好的事情正在发生的时候，你还可以感谢。
But you choose to thank God and trust that He is in control.
可是你选择要信靠神。
And you go to Jesus over and over again to be filled by the Spirit.
你一次一次的又回到耶稣面前，然后被圣灵充满。
And finally, in verse 21, Paul says that we will submit to one another in the fear of Christ.
最后在二十一节，保罗说：“又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。”
See, when Paul says "be filled with the Spirit," it really is life-changing.
所以你看到，当保罗说当被圣灵充满的时候，生活会改变。
Because it's not just about us.
不只是我们自己而已了。
But it's how we treat other people.
我们要怎么样来对待别人？
The next several verses, you'll find that Paul talks about husband and wife relationship.
在接下来的经文，你可以看到说保罗讨论到说妻子与丈夫的关系。
In chapter 6, you'll see the father and son relationship.
第六章你可以看到儿女与父母。
And that's followed by a boss-employee relationship.
然后再来最后就是老板和他的职员的一个关系。
And this verse sets up those subsequent passages.
所以这一个节，它是为这些其他的关系来做一个开始的讲解。
And that if we are filled with the Spirit, the way that we engage those relationships need to be different.
那如果我们被圣灵充满的话，这些关系都要改变。
And in English service, that's what we'll talk about later.
在英文堂，这是我们接下来要讨论。
But just know that it's supposed to be different.
可是知道说生活一定会改变。
That there should be love and respect among God's people.
在神的子民里面一定要有爱。
That there should be humility and servanthood.
也有谦卑和互相洗脚。
That people should take their rightful places and do everything for the glory of God.
那我们每一个教会的每一个人都要在我们的岗位上。
Because that's what it means and looks like when we are filled with the Spirit.
这就是我们被圣灵充满的意思。
So I have a couple of questions for you to close this morning.
我今天早上有几个问题想问你们。
The first question is, where do you go to when you need to be filled?
当你需要被充满的时候，你找什么来充满？
You know, when you're struggling, when there are areas in your life that are difficult.
当你的生活遇到不好的事情的话，
Do you go to Jesus?
你去耶稣那里吗？
Do you grow in His Word?
你在他的话里成长吗？
Do you cry to Him in prayer?
当你在祷告的时候，你
哭泣吗？
Do you come to his people for comfort?
你到他的子民当中来寻求慰藉吗？
Do you share about him with thanksgiving to others, even when you don't have it inside of you to be thankful?
你还是会对人们分享主耶稣吗？当你生活当中有不好的事情发生。
Or do you seek out other things?
还是你会找别的东西来充满？
Be drunk with wine.
你会经过酒精来喝醉吗？
Give your life and your future over to something else instead of God.
你会把你的未来你自己给到别的东西，别的事物吗？
See, some of us here in this room may have already, you know, struggled through many years of certain things.
我们在会众里面，我们大家应该都有一些人，过去被为某些事情在挣扎。
But see, God is faithful.
可是神是信实的。
And He will fill us if we give Him the opportunity to.
他会充满着我们，如果我们愿意降服。
Much like this floaty, you just need to give Him the space.
就像这游泳圈一样，你要腾空。为神来腾空。
Give him a place where he could breathe into your life.
在你的生命当中，给他一个空间，所以他可以来充满你。
Instead of running right away to whatever it is that you usually go to escape.
不要再跑到以前你挣扎的那些东西来逃避。
Will you go to Jesus to be filled this morning by the Holy Spirit?
今天早上你愿意到耶稣面前被圣灵充满吗？
And the second thing is praise and thanksgiving in your life.
第二件事情就是赞美和称谢在你的生命当中。
Are you able to just, you know, sit down and not just, you know, write down superficial things, but, you know, write down deep ways in which God is working in your life and be thankful?
你可不可以就是坐下来写下来一些事情在神在你生命中做工，然后你可以能够称谢的事情。
Maybe some of you guys are looking for a job and it's been a while.
也许我们当中有一些人正在找工作，而且找了蛮久。
Maybe some of you guys have families that are kind of broken.
也许在我们当中有一些家庭是破碎的。
Maybe some of you guys are just, you know, struggling with choosing between work and God and all of these other ambitions you have.
有一些人我们当中可能在选择工作和神当中在挣扎。
Life is hard.
生活不容易。
But as you are being filled with the Spirit, can you give praise and can you be thankful to God even in the midst of all of this?
当你被圣灵充满的时候，你可不可以照样的称谢神？当不好的事情正在发生。
Because when you can, that's when you know that God really owns you.
当你可以这么做的时候，你知道说神掌在你生命中掌
权。And you completely trust Him.
你完全的信靠顺服。
That you will go wherever He goes.
你会。去到他任何的地方。
And he will do whatever he wants you to do.
你会做他要你做的事情。
And later on in the service, as we sing,
等一下，当我们唱回应诗歌的时候。
We sing, right? In the service, after this. Okay, I apologize. I don't know everything. and as we sing, you know, let's apply just that kind of heart of thanksgiving and praise and worship before our awesome and mighty God that deserves our praise.
当我们在唱歌的时候，让我们用这种感谢的心来赞美我们的神。
See, as the Holy Spirit fills us, He's going to be moving us to song.
当圣灵充满我们，在我们当中的时候，他会感动我们，让我们唱歌。
So I'm not trying to make you do something that you're not going to do.
所以我并不是要强迫你做不想做的
事。I'm just encouraging you to let God do what He's wanting to do.
我要勉励你，就是让神在你身上做他要做的事情。
And just praise.
就是赞美。
And just worship God.
敬拜神。
Let's pray.
请我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们的天父。
We thank you, Lord, for your Son Jesus Christ.
我们为主耶稣基督你的儿子来献上感谢。
And that because of his blood.
因为他的宝血。
Because of his death.
因为他的死。
And because of his resurrection.
因为他的复活。
That we can have a new life.
我们可以有新生命。
We thank you, Lord, that a new life is complete.
我们感谢你，因为我们新生命是完整的。
Even though for all of us, we have to move towards it.
因为我们每一个人都要决定来往那里前行。
We have to go to Jesus.
我们要到耶稣面前。
And we have to go often.
我们要常常到耶稣面前。
We need to know your word.
我们要知道你的话。
So we can know the truth.
所以我们可以了解真理。
We need to be filled with your spirit.
我们需要被圣灵充满。
So that you can control us.
所以你可以在我们生命中掌权。
And so that our lives will be different.
所以我们的生活会不一样。
And it will make an impact.
所以我们能够在我们能够影响别人。
So I just want to pray now, Lord, that you would bring us together as a church.
所以我祷告现在你让我们这个教会能够合一。
Father, that you are going to be the one that we seek.
主天父，你是我们所寻求的。
That we are going to desire your filling in our lives.
我们要渴望你的充满在我们的生命里。
And that we will forsake all other things.
让我们能够放弃之前的那些事情。
Lord, that's going to be hard for a lot of us, myself included.
主啊，要放弃这件事情，是不容易的，包括我自己。
But we thank you that we are part of the body of Christ.
可是我们感谢你，因为我们是教会肢体的一部分。
And that you call us and you designed us to edify and encourage one another.
你呼召我们来互相的扶持。
May we do our job, Lord, as the body.
主帮助我们在在我们工作岗位上，在教会的一部分能够好好的做你分配的工作。
And make Christ the head look good.
而让主耶稣我们的头能够得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.